here at our studios in Jeffersonville. And the forecast for this afternoon is mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers. After midnight, lows in the lower 50s, a chance of rain tonight, 40%.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today we're going to be listening to the music of the British singer-songwriter Sandy Denny. Sandy Denny. That's from her self-titled album, which was released in 1972. Sandy Denny, what a beautiful voice. What a unique sound. Such an accomplished singer. A very strong vocal style. Very recognizable voice. She was, she's British. She was raised in London, and she learns to play classical piano as a very young age. And her grandmother is also a singer, and her grandmother sings all these traditional Scottish songs for Sandy Denny, which Sandy learns. In 1968, she joins a band in London called Fairport Convention, and Fairport Convention goes on to record three albums with Sandy Denny as the lead singer and the composer. And during the time that she's with Fairport Convention, what happens for that band is they start off playing American covers of West Coast American songs, like in 1967, 68. And when she joins the band, she changes the direction that they go, and she starts them into recording British traditional music, the native folk music of the British Isles. And in the process, it's been said that she like created British folk rock. So not only did she excel in performing traditional songs, but she's an outstanding composer in her own right. And the very first time that Sandy Denny had any kind of international recognition was not from her own recording, but a cover of a song that she wrote entitled Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And Judy Collins recorded that song and named the entire album Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And Judy Collins released that in November of 1968. So that's a huge success. And all of a sudden, Sandy Denny is known as a composer. Well, then when she records her own version of the song with Fairport Convention, all of a sudden, now she's known as a singer in her own right. So let's listen to Sandy Denny with Fairport Convention from their second album, Unhalfbricking. And this has this song, at the time, Fairport Convention, Richard Thompson is in the band. He hasn't really started songwriting yet. She's mainly writing the songs. But Richard Thompson is playing guitar on this track, electric dulcimer, and is also singing background vocals. Sandy Denny, Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Sky, all the birds are leaving. how can they know? It's time for them to go. Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go.
Sandy Denny with Fairport Convention in their July 1969 recording of a Sandy Denny song, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Sandy Denny was also produced by a man named Joe Boyd. He had a production company called Witch Season Productions. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a program on another British singer-songwriter, Nick Drake. And Nick Drake was also produced by this same producer. And I find a lot of similarities in the way that he recorded their voices. I just love the way that Sandy's voice sounds. It really resonates with me when I hear her voice in these recordings. So, Fairport Convention, she records three albums with them, and then she leaves the band, Fairport Convention, to form her very own group. And they release their first album in June of 1970, an album entitled Father and Gay, also still produced by Joe Boyd. So this band features a man named Trevor Lucas on guitar. And let's listen to a track from this album. This is a track called Nothing More. And this is the first time that Sandy actually writes a composition for the piano. And it's a beautiful song. So from the 1970 album Father and Gay, this is Sandy Denny's Nothing More.
You are like the
and neither does your song. And words, I use them rarely when I'm all alone.
Best is best.
Sandy Denny with her band Father and Gay from their album entitled Father and Gay, released back in June of 1970. That was a song by the American folk singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot that they recorded. I think they did an amazing version of that song. We have another song I'd like to play from the same album, and this is one of the last times that Sandy Denny records a full-out traditional song. This is a song that she did an arrangement for, and it's just one of the most outstanding vocals that she's ever sung. So my name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And we're about to hear Sandy Denny with her band Father and Gay in the traditional song Banks of the Nile.
Drums to beat, my love. No longer can we stay. The bugle horns are sounding clear, and we must march away. Oh,
Father and Ye, from their 1970 album entitled Father and Ye. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. And I just want to mention that at 8 o'clock tonight, WJFF will air NPR's live anchored coverage of President Obama's Oval Office address to the nation on the BP oil spill. This coverage will preempt regular WJFF programming, which will resume at 8:30. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. All right, so Sandy Denny, what an amazing rendition of a traditional ballad, Banks of the Nile. You know, the British magazine Melody Maker, Sandy Denny was voted the best British female singer 2 years in a row, 1970 and 1971. In 1970, Fairport Convention actually played in the same concert as Led Zeppelin at a Bath Festival of Blues and Progressive Music. So Fairport Convention and Led Zeppelin playing on the same bill. They became friends. And Sandy Denny was invited to sing in a duet with vocalist Robert Plant on Led Zeppelin's fourth album, the untitled album that Led Zeppelin released in 1971. And the song is called The Battle of Evermore. And this song was written by the guitarist Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. And I have a couple of quotes about it. Jimmy Page says, quote, "The Battle of Evermore was made up on the spot by Robert Plant and myself. I just picked up John Paul's mandolin, never having played a mandolin before, and we just wrote up the chords and the whole thing in one sitting. And so at the time, Robert Plant had been reading Scottish folklore and stuff, and you know, I had said that Sandy Denny knew a lot of the traditional Scottish songs. So Robert Plant wrote The Battle of Forevermore kind of inspired by the Scottish folklore, and he makes some references to Tolkien's Lord of the Rings in the song, and he felt that he needed another voice to tell the story of the song. So that's why they invited Sandy Denny to come and record. And Jimmy Page also has, I have another quote from him, and he said, "The Battle of Evermore sounded like an old English instrumental first off. Then it became a vocal, and Robert did his bit. Finally, we figured we'd bring Sandy by and do a question and answer type thing." So let's listen to Led Zeppelin's recording, Battle of Evermore, featuring Robert Plant and Sandy Denny.
Some lifetime's desire.
Led Zeppelin, The Battle of Evermore. That was Sandy Denny as the guest vocalist. That was the only time that a vocalist was ever invited to record with Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant. And that was a 1971 release. So Sandy continues to record, and in September of 72, she releases a self-titled album, Sandy. And this is now produced by Trevor Lucas, who was the lead guitarist in Fotheringay. Joe Boyd packed up and left England and moved to Los Angeles to join Warner Brothers Records. And that had a real impact. Fotheringay broke up, and Sandy goes off into more of a solo-oriented career. And Trevor Lucas continues to perform with her and produce. So let's listen to a couple of her compositions and songs from her 1972 album. The first thing we'll listen to is called Listen, Listen, followed by The Lady, Sandy Denny.
Salty
thank you.
Sandy Denny. From her self-titled album, Sandy Denny, from 1972. Let's listen to another song. We've been listening to her original compositions. She does an incredibly interesting recording of a Richard Farina song called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Richard Farina was married to Joan Baez's sister, Mimi, and was part of that whole folk music scene in America. So this is a very interesting recording. She's got a multi-track vocal going on here. And it says that she said she was inspired by the ensemble of the Bulgarian Republic. So I'm wondering, what is that? Very curious. But this is a beautiful recording. Sandy Denny, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
As gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand, the colors blend and roll as one together in the sand, and often do the winds entwine, do send the distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood, and love is Lord of all. The oak and weed together rise along the common ground. The mare and stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow song, the quiet joys of brotherhood, and love is Lord of all. But man has come to plow the tide, the oak lies on the ground. I hear the fires in the fields, they drive the stallion down. The roses bleed, both light and dark, the winds do seldom call.
Sandy Denny, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, the song by Richard Farina from her 1972 self-titled album, Sandy Denny. So Trevor Lucas, the guitarist, produced that album, and she actually marries him in 1973. And she continues to do a solo recording, but he actually joins Fairport Convention. He joins the band. And pretty soon, before you know it, she joins the band again, too. And in 1974-75, she does a world tour with Fairport Convention. They release a studio album at that time called Rising for the Moon by Fairport Convention. We're about to hear a track that she wrote during that time. After the world tour, she leaves Fairport Convention. Her and Trevor both leave the band, and she records another solo album in which was released in 1977, the album called Rendezvous. A terrible tragedy befalls all of us when we lose Sandy Denny. In March of 1978, she's on a holiday in Cornwall with her parents, and she falls down a staircase. And a month later, she's gone from a brain hemorrhage. So she was only 31 years old. But we have an amazing body of compositions and recording that she did in her lifetime. She lived a really full life. In fact, Island Records is planning, they've announced that they're going to be doing a retrospective collection, a 19 CD collection from Island Records, which will be a complete collection of all, everything, every demo, every outtake, everything she ever did. So I'm really looking forward to some of that material being available from Sandy Denny. Let's listen to one more song. This is a demo that she recorded at home in December of 74. This is one of the songs that she ended up putting on the studio album with Fairport Convention. But this is just Sandy with her guitar. This is called Stranger to Himself, Sandy Denny.
He was a stranger to himself, a spy in his own camp, and his money was his health, all thrown to the dust by his very own hand. Yet his beauty lingered still, beyond the draining of the sand, the greener was the other side of. Richer was the other man's land. But we loved him just like brothers would. Yes, we loved him like no others could. And she loved him like a lover should. Take good care of an aching heart, you never can replace it. You know you are the master of your art, you will realize that when you think it fits. Those orbs of blue are jading away, no laughter from them dances, but you're bound to remember this one day. Hazards are risks and risks are chances. But you can't run for cover like a frightened hare, until it's all over, and there's no one there, because you didn't discover.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio.